Speakwin 32 making big changes to its optical spectroscopy software. When Friedrich Mencius was working on his master's thesis at the Universitat Konstanz in 1998, there were several choices available for spectrometry data. Many were limited in function and others were too difficult or complicated to use. Another postgraduate student had developed a 16-bit package on Windows 3.1 that was able to plot all file formats, had several additional functions, and contained a great graphic user interface. Friedrich took that software, called Speakwin, and upgraded it to 32-bit functionality. Speakwin 32 started to spread in Mencius' work group as the prevalent software for inputting and outputting spectral data and has been free for academic and private users since 2001. Mencius is currently running a Kickstarter campaign to fund massive updates to Speakwin 32. An upgrade to 64-bit support, the ability to use multiple plot windows, more file formats, additional interactivity, and general modernization will be added to the software if the campaign is successfully funded. The campaign funds will allow Mencius to work on the upgrade full-time for 3 months, instead of working during the evenings and weekends. The goals when developing Speakwin 32 were to separate the data output and display from the spectrometer, to be able to use several spectra, to analyze and visualize multiple spectra at one time, and to be a useful functional tool for the user. In June 2014, when the Ninja domains were released, Friedrich bought spectroscopy.ninja and focused on the ninja-like aspects of the software. The software was fast, efficient, universal, lean, rock-solid, and easy to use. There's a great page on his website that shows the way of the spectroscopy ninja and the 7 basic principles for wise use of the tool. More than 10,000 users around the world are currently using Speakwin 32, with around 5,000 individuals downloading the software each year. 90% of users are academics, and the testimonials page on the website shows several users discussing the benefits of the software. Mencius gives personal support to around 400 users every year. More than 110 scientific publications mention Speakwin 32, and 35 different file formats are currently recognized. An incredibly detailed online manual can be explored to learn the full functionality of the tool. Canon, Philip Morris International, Continental Automotive, Agilent Technologies, Sensor Electronics Corp, Goodyear Innovation Center, Merck, and Bosch are among the 70-plus companies who pay to use Speakwin 32. Mencius says that he is most proud of the United Nations Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons' decade-long use of the tool in infrared spectra analysis. Spectrometers and spectroscopy are incredibly useful tools for engineers and researchers, and Mencius posted a Hackaday project earlier this month to show his software being used with a do-it-yourself spectrometer. Having data you can't use because of file format or lack of software function is a frustrating project bottleneck. It's definitely inspiring to see someone work so hard on a project that's a labor of love, but also a useful tool for thousands of engineers around the world. Friedrich spoke to us a few times this week during the development of this article, and his passion for the project shows through every email. The funding campaign ends May 5, 2016.